is brought to us by Shmaya. Shmaya and Avtalion were the pair of leaders of the Jewish people before Hillel and Shammai, and they have a great story. Great story as people. Shmaya and Avtalion were Geirei Tzedek. They had converted, and they not only were, you know, converts to Judaism, but they became the Nasi and the Av Beis Din respectively, and their history was a fascinating history. They were direct descendants of Sanacherib. Sanacherib was the one who literally came this close to destroying Yerushalayim, and he exiled the 10 northern tribes. So you're talking about people, you know, who went over from being amongst the worst enemies of the Jewish people to joining the Jewish people and achieving immortality as part of our tradition. So Shmaya taught the following, and I have to say, you know, I enjoy all the Mishnayos and Avos, but this just might be my favorite. Ehovas hamalacha, that we should love the work that we do, usnas harabanas, and we should hate the rabbinate. Now, what it really means is, beyond hating the rabbinate, is we should hate all pretentiousness and ostentatiousness and trappings of authority in any position. We should be there for the love of the work and be happy to do the work. The Gemara in Pesachim is quoted by so many of the different commentaries on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Pshot Nevelasa Beshuka, that if you can't find any other work, that you should be willing to, you know, do the relatively menial work of skinning a nevela, a carcass of an animal in the marketplace, v'tol schara, v'tol agra, v'al tetzarech labrios, and you get paid for it, so that you don't have to rely on tzedakah. This idea that people have today, that it's acceptable to thrust themselves on the community. I don't mean people who aren't able to take care of themselves. I mean people, you know, who planning their lives think that they're going to be taking from tzedakah their whole lives. It's a terrible thing. It's completely against our tradition. Ehovas hamalacha, we should love the work that we do, not just as a matter of necessity, and take pride in it, a job well done, whatever our area of work is. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin says that they used to say, the scholars of Yavna used to say, Margilasa befumahu derabanan de Yavna, that, you know, people who work out in the fields and people who study Torah and teach Torah, the really important thing is echad amarbe ve'echad amamid uvilvad sheyechavin libo l'shamayim. Some people do this, some people do that, some people do more, some people do less. The most important thing is that a person's heart should be in the right place and they should be trying to serve God. And so we can all say that we're in different professions and different vocations, and people should take pride in the work that they do, whether it's taking care of patients, whether it's helping people learn to speak better, whether it's selling people products and doing an honest job. There's a very close family friend of ours who grew up the block. Maybe my parents' best friends, their son works in HVAC. He's over at our house pretty much every day. you know, he just takes such pride in the work that he does. He always wants to help us. He doesn't, you know, want my wife to be uncomfortable, doesn't want the kids to be uncomfortable. It's just a beautiful thing. Ehovas hamalacha, usnas harabanas, and don't be interested in titles and trappings. And then the last thing that Shmaya says is, v'al tisvada l'rishus, is be careful about getting involved in the government. And the Rambam has a great insight into this. He says, you know, what happens is the nature of government is that people are always trying to climb the ladder, so to speak, and ingratiate themselves to the person above them so that they can move up, up, and up. And what happens is that corrupts a person, because you stop thinking about what's moral, what's right, what's ethical, and you start thinking about how am I going to get ahead. It's like this bureaucratic infighting thing. And it corrupts a person's sense of judgment. And so Shmaya said, you got to be really careful about that too. And so the message here of Ehovas HaMalacha and embracing that which we do every single day is so important. I'll just conclude with Rabbeinu Yonah's comment. Rabbeinu Yonah says, people think that taking vacation is going to give them more energy. And sometimes that's true on a limited basis. But I find that what he says resonates so deeply with me. He says, the truth of the matter is that the greatest blessing is work. When a person takes too much vacation, they don't work. It actually makes them more tired, more lazy. It makes it much harder for them to do things. But when you get into a routine of you have a structure of this is what you're going to do and this is, you know, the time that you're going to spend doing it, it's like any other muscle in the body, and you build up a work ethic. And all of a sudden, things that may have seemed impossible 6 months ago or a year ago, all of a sudden they become possible because you become habituated to putting in those kinds of hours and that kind of time. And so, on the contrary, it's not that taking it easy somehow gives us more strength. Maybe that's true for a day, you know, to recharge your batteries. But on a regular basis, the single best thing we can do in terms of giving ourselves more energy is actually to work, to habituate our bodies to this kind of a work ethic. And the Gemara in Brachos always says, Arba Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, that we always have to strengthen four areas, our Torah study, our Tefillah, our Masim Tovim, and our Derech Haaretz, our work ethic. As Rashi says there, to work Bechol Kocho. So this Mishnah has a very special place, certainly in my heart, but I think in the Masorah in general, our tradition in general, the idea of a Hoves HaMelacha stands as a very significant value, even a cardinal one. Rabbi